Peace and reconciliation. This is what the residents of Kigezi region, southwestern Uganda, are working towards during and after the February 2011 elections in the country. Kamusima Habwe, a small-scale businesswoman in Kamale Town, who has been mobilizing her fellow traders on how to avoid violence during and after the elections, says it's a duty of all Ugandans to promote and maintain peace.
Peace promotion and maintenance should be a responsibility of everybody. We locals can work with the Electoral Commission, police, and other authorities for the benefit of our country.
I also took to the streets of Kisoro Town, and VTA's John Bosco, resident of the area, added his voice to the call, though he says that reconciliation must be encouraged between the supporters of different political candidates, irrespective of the election results.
I believe differences and hatred can result from elections. So, for peace and development to be seen, people must be helped to reconcile after elections.
However, Dr. Miriam Atembe, head of the National Task Force for the Inter-Religious Council of Uganda, in charge of Kigezi and Ankole regions, says peace can prevail once stakeholders, especially religious leaders, play an active role in its promotion.
You know very well that election violence, conflict have been a feature in this country for a long time. 2001 up to these days, we cannot continue to be spectators where the people of God are suffering because of electoral processes.
Reporting, I am Otebwa Lynette Rachel, a peace journalist in Kigezi region.
Moving in the heart of Gulu Town, one would think all that the business people care about is how to make as much profits. However, just like other citizens, they have national interests at heart. It is the one reason all the business communities in Northern Uganda have come under an umbrella organization called Northern Uganda Business Forum for Peace to fight a cause for a peaceful elections in 2011. With the impacts of the LRA war that lasted 2 decades still fresh in their minds, Northern Uganda Business Forum for Peace is more than willing to use even the power of their money to have a peaceful electoral process for Uganda in 2011, as Mark Moro, their chairperson, explains.
The business community, as one of the main key players in consolidating peace in Northern Uganda, money can produce both negative activities and can also produce positive activities. But now we want the money to actually produce a peaceful and prosperous election.
David Dimola, the spokesperson of Northern Uganda Business Forum for Peace, says as Northern Uganda recovers from the effects of the LRA war, people should see development programs like an egg in the hand and make decisions that help protect it through peaceful elections.
We see the business community as the most delicate component of the reconstruction program. It's like the egg. If you don't look after the egg, the chicks are not going to hatch.
Dimola urges people not to take actions that help fulfill their interests only today, but those that help favor development in the long run.
Now, we need to wise up and say, okay, election is only a one-day thing. It's for you to elect your leaders. You know, let's not make it as a forum for creating permanent enmity between the various groups. Let us not make it an occasion for us to start tearing down the pillars of development in our own community.
Uganda will hold general elections starting on the 18th of February 2011, with majority of the citizens expressing hope for a peaceful process, unlike at the start. Reporting for Radio Rupin, Lekuru Grace in Gulu Town.
Welcome to Karamoja. It's only 3 weeks left for general elections to be held in Uganda. Though there is fear from a cross-section of people that there will be violence, many are working so hard to prevent violence before and after elections. I reached some streets and villages in Moroto, one of the biggest towns in Karamoja sub-region, and asked some people how they tend to prevent violence. Seated near the road and breaking stones is Namoy. If I find people disagreeing and fighting due to politics, I talk to them. If they don't listen to me, I walk away because I might be tempted to be involved. Meanwhile, I caught up with Longo Pascal, a youth in Moroto, and he had this to say.
I engage my fellow youth members in constructive dialoguing, doing civic education of the masses, whenever I have time to join groups in villages, reminding them of their role in elections and how important it's for them to respect the decision of each and every candidate to offer themselves in leadership.
On the other side, Mr. Anwar George, an elder in Acholi Inn, says,
preventing violence before and after elections is normally something very, very difficult. In case you go around and you meet them, confronting themselves, you try to separate, others may say, no, I think I'm on the right path. But if one accepts to listen to us elders, then it is very easy to separate them in case they are fighting or they are quarreling. But however, to be on a safer side, it is just better to go to the authority if they don't listen to you.
From the views you've just listened to, it's very clear that Ugandans are looking towards having a non-violent election. Reporting from Moroto, I'm Blessed Kathy Comfort.